Next case, please.
The next application is 11,791. Joseph Gentile Jr. seeks variances from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park. Section 115-172G7 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Coastal Highway on the north side of Patriots Way Lane in Sea Air Village. The 911 address is 19944 Atlantic Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 52940. Specifically, they're requesting a 3-foot variance, a 6.8-foot variance, and a 3.3-foot variance from the separation distance, and a 2-foot variance from the 5-foot setback. Staff does note that 11-foot variance was granted back in 2006. We received no letters in opposition, no mail returns, and we did receive 5 letters in support. That the neighbor, Terry Sprung, had no objection with the addition, and that the property in the future would be a good asset to the property. Tom and Kathy Ferretti had no objection. They understand the size of the property, and it would be within 17 feet of the next property. And they have, again, no objection. Same for Angela and Christopher Quinn. That's my best guess on the last name, that they have no objection. And then I apologize, I could not make out the last name for the last for the next letter. And then Anita Shaft, it looks like, also has no objection and understands the issues with the application. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Salvatore Petrona. I'm speaking for Mr. Gentile.
And do you swear or? I guess your address is.
4302 Miller Road in Wilmington, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. Ms. Cornwell, just as a question, what was the variance that was granted in 2008? And I ask that because the assessment sheet that we have says variance separation requirement and side yard and rear yard. I don't see a copy of the decision.
The notice of proceedings did notice a separation requirement between the side yard and the rear yard setbacks. So it would have been 2.5 on the side to, if you're looking at, let me look at the new application.
I realize that the survey here is a newer survey, so.
So yes, the separation distance between lots 30 and 28, it was shown at 13.4 back in 2008. It is currently 13.2. So that would have been the side that was previously granted. So again, it encroached, it's a little slightly different. And then the 11 foot is between the rear, between slots 30 and 29, the rear, and that is still at 11 feet. And that was shown at 11 feet. And that they needed a 2-foot variance. It was 11 foot variance between the shed and that building, and a 2-foot variance, so it's 18 feet between the buildings, between lots 29 and lots 30. So those would have already been previously granted.
All right, so we're basically looking at an upgraded one for the dwelling on 30 to the deck on 28.
Yes, the variances would be an updated to between lot 30 and 28 to the right, and then the variances between lots 30 and 32 to the left.
For the deck and from the deck to the dwelling and the deck to the shed.
Correct.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You've got me totally confused now.
It's okay. There's more housekeeping, so.
Okay. We bought the place. This is our second season down there, and I'm just going to read what I wrote down here. Unique property. Nothing on the property is square. It's narrow. It's a narrow lot, and nothing is on the lot. Everything is on an angle. Most of the decks in the park are not 20 feet from the other existing properties. Cannot otherwise be developed. The maximum size our contractor has suggested is 8 feet wide, and without the variance, we'd have to have a 5-foot wide deck, which is not very big for a deck. So that's why, and plus where we're going to put it is, you could probably see from the drawing that you have in your file that it's at a part of the property where there's nothing there. It's between our two doors, and we will be facing, the deck will be facing the Angela's property, which is her air conditioner and her trash cans. So we're not obstructing anything from her. Not created by the applicant. The lot is narrow, and the use of the deck would be useful. It would be useful. Mr. Gentile is living down here now, and he's working down here now, and probably in the next 6 to 8 months, I'll be living down here. So just to expand a little bit would help out a lot. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Most of the places in Sierra have decks, so we're not going to change anything. If anything, it's going to uplift the value of the property. And minimum variance. We would like to have the 8-foot just to make it a little more comfortable for us. Questions? Go ahead.
Excuse me. I'm gonna stop.
Yes.
Mr. Trutton, stop you, please. Excuse me.
So the reason you're going with 27 feet is because that puts it in between the two?
The way we're going to do it is there's a door here and a door here, and then this part here is nothing but grass. So we want to incorporate the two doors so we have a front door to the deck and the back door to the deck. What the contractor is going to do is actually take the steps and turn them. So you'd be coming this way and going up the steps to the front door. And then we also have the back door.
And when you exit the home, you exit on the deck?
We'd exit on the deck and down.
With both doors?
With both doors, yes.
I believe you mentioned the owner's name to the property that you would look at their trash can or whatever. Did she sign one of the letters?
Yes. I'm sorry. It's Angela and...
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Ritter?
It amazes me sometimes. How high is your deck now? How high is your proposed deck going to
be? I think it's going to be 26 inches. It's going to go where the door is. It's going to be a foot below the door, where the existing door is now. So it'll be a step up. So 28 inches high.
If I said to you that if you took it for 6 inches off the ground, would that be, you know, instead of 26 inches, and then have the steps compensate for that?
Well, quite honestly, I think we'd much rather have it up higher because, quite honestly, maybe in a couple of years we might decide to screen it in and it would be more comfortable. There you go.
There we go.
I might as well be honest with you.
Well, at least you were honest, but, you know, you wouldn't need a variance if you... You know what I'm saying?
If
you were 6 inches.
Oh, if we were 6 inches.
Yep.
And there's a lot of people that do that.
But what about the 20 feet difference? I mean, that's why we're here for the variance.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying to you.
Oh, okay, I got you. So if we just went 6 feet off the ground, off the ground.
That's right. I've made this suggestion to a lot of people. A lot of people have capitalized on it.
Uh-huh. And then everything would be good, and we could just do it, pretty much.
It's all according to what else you want to do, because your mind is going pretty good here.
Yeah. If you go to the property line.
You just can't cover it now. In fact, when we granted this,
you couldn't cover it.
Okay.
In other words, if you had it 6 inches, you put it down here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you wouldn't need the variance that you're looking for, separation. But... if you ever go to enclose it, then you're going to need that.
Then we're going to have to come back and see you.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But even if you do it at 26 inches now,
we're still going to have to come back and see you. Right?
If you enclose it. Yes, if you enclose it.
If we enclose it. Yep. Well, right now, we just want the deck, quite honestly. You know, we've talked to so many people about this, and some people say, you know, just put the deck up, and a month later, you can put the roof on it.
Yeah, well, some people are satisfied with that step down and don't problem. And the other situation is you don't need building code because you got to be, I think it's 26 inches or something. That mm-hmm. You'll need railings on there and things like that from building code. But a lot of people in that area will go down to the deck and you know, on the ground and then come down with their steps and then build on, you know what I mean? On that. So they don't have to come to us.
That's up to you.
Sir, wait a minute. Sir, if he's going to testify, he's going to come up and be sworn in.
Come up. You got to talk. Oh, shush.
Our job here is to make sure that, you know, you need the variances.
Right, I understand that. I understand.
Okay,
that.
You've got to prove to us variance. That you need that. So now in this situation,
we need a variance. You
know, we don't really need it.
I may swear, man. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Joseph Gentile, 19944 Atlantic Avenue, Hollywood Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I don't know.
Thank you. That's when you speak, just put your name in.
Go ahead. Yeah. Right? So you still need the variance?
No. All right.
Let me ask her, would that be 6 inches off the ground? Would you need the variance?
Ground level deck.
Ground level deck. Totally ground cover. You. It's a ground cover, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I said right? Before. That's what we're going to do.
Before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, now remember, the one difference there is we've done that with setbacks. I'm not sure the answer on separation distance between units.
I believe it's...
That's where I'm going to rely on Ms. Cornwell.
The way I'm reading it, it's anything part of the building or an accessory structure to the building has to comply with the 20-foot separation distance. And the way the staff has always looked at it, it is nothing can be within 20 feet. Even if a patio, it's at ground level, but the deck is part of a structure, so.
Not if it's ground cover, it's not ground cover, it's not a deck, it's ground cover.
Is
six
your deck
inches.
Touching the building?
Yours touching?
Pardon me, I'm sorry.
Is your deck touching your mobile?
It will be.
Yes.
It will be.
It will
attach
be. It to it.
It will be right up against
it.
Yeah.
You're going to attach it?
Probably, yeah.
No part of any authorized main residential structure or addition thereto shall they need to comply with the 20-foot separation distance.
But it's not addition, it's a ground cover. Is that addition?
I think it's a, you know, from what, you know, the way the staff's interpreted that, I believe it would be. Because you're looking at something that, you know, a patio is separate and apart from the dwelling. This deck here, and again, this is the difference between separation distance requirement that we have and say setbacks.
And we can even note in 2008 they had to get a variance from the separation distance from the existing dwelling to the neighboring deck. So right. We looked at that in back in 2008. It was anything has to meet this 20-foot separation distance. So even back in 2008 they needed a separation distance between the neighboring deck on lot 28 and the main principal structure. So they still needed a variance.
So in other words, let me make sure I got this right now in my head. If you want to take your whole property in a mobile home park and put a 6-inch coverage around the whole place, okay, and you have your steps coming down on top of that coverage, that you would need the coverage for separation between the right, the left, the rear, is that what you're saying?
I think that's how the office has interpreted it.
The office has typically interpreted any type of, even, you know, the only thing we would not count would be, you know, anything that was at ground level. But again, this is going to be enclosing the steps. And again, they had to, back in 2008, they had to get a variance from the neighboring deck.
That's because the neighboring deck was above.
It's above the 6 inches. I think you can get somewhere, yeah, but above that, this is, to me, the ground cover.
I guess the question is that, you know, if it was ground level, pavement was concrete.
Yeah.
Then that's one thing. If you put any kind of deck up, it does have to come above the surface and has to be, have footings of some sort, so.
6 inches, that footing?
6 inches?
No.
I guess you could just put it on 4x4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could put it on 4x4. So you don't have to have footers. Anything above that, 6 and 8. I think it's most of them 18
I'm
inches.
I'm only telling you this with the chairman, by my experience of seeing things done that way, that's the reason.
Yeah. I guess it'd be laid 4x4s on the ground, put packing boards on top of it. Mm-hmm. It's a ground level deck.
It's a ground, yeah, ground cover, I think they call them.
And by being attached, I would have to think it would be a board going to it, attaching
right.
It.
If it's just sitting next to, yeah.
But it's sitting there, it's not really attached.
Right.
Well, it would be no different than pavers going up to it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Or concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you telling me? What can we do?
I'm going right to our lawyer because of the fact that we are in disagreement.
All right.
We're asking for interpretation.
Yeah, we want interpretation.
We're asking for an interpretation. Something like this.
Ms. Cornwell, what section were you looking at?
115-172.
Okay, that'd be why. This is... What's the zoning here, AR1?
Yes, but this would be in the conditional use section
right,
as it's a manufactured home.
We haven't heard anything from Sierra Village in at least 5 years, 7 years.
They are required to have a survey when they submit every permit in Sierra Village.
Yeah.
And that was that's a prime example of what I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Got
to
did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I agree with you, John. That's the reason they came up with that. You've got to have a survey to even appear before us.
Yep.
I'm just waiting to see if I should.
No, I'm just waiting.
Boy, you guys sure started something.
Pardon me?
Pardon?
I got you. We
sure
got you
started something. I know it. This is something to clear up.
Let me ask you something. How come? If you go through Sierra, they have all these high decks. How did they get past?
They would need to comply with the 20-foot separation distance.
Yeah.
And some of them are
they're not.
I mean, again, it
who knows? I mean, if you changed rules over the years, it might have been done before. Before the rules were put into effect.
At one point in time, there was a lot of issues and problems there.
Years ago, there was quite a few.
But the reason why I wanted it up higher was. So you didn't have to run up and down the steps all the time. Once you're in the house and you come out, you're pretty well level, you know, that you don't have to go up and down steps all the time just to go in and out rather than if you're going away or something, that's something different.
No, I think what I'm trying to tell you is we're not only here to make sure that you adhere to the ordinance and you know what I mean, and
right.
Got to explain the reasons why you want a variance.
One issue that we may have And I'm still reviewing this, and frankly, there's another section I'd like to review, and maybe best have a recess so I can do that. But there's one thing to consider here is if this goes down to 6 feet, you're dropping it, or 6 inches, you're dropping it 22 inches, which means there's going to need to be additional steps to get down there. And those steps very well may, because at this point,
approach.
Correct, that deck is 8 feet wide. It's 17 feet from the existing dwelling. And when you look at the steps as it is, and there appears to be four of them in a landing, or three of them in a landing, you're going to need probably two more additional steps. Now, I don't know.
You have existing steps, right?
Yeah. He said he's going to turn them, though.
From each door.
He's going to turn them the other way.
He's going to turn the opposite way.
Turn them in to face the deck.
So they're going to be the same width.
So they won't
encroach
further.
They were going to use the same existing steps, just turn them.
How are you going to get from the deck to the ground level?
They're going to turn them off of the...
This way?
Yes, forward and back.
Okay. All right. I got you. All right. That answers that question. Thank you.
Okay. So,
In the existing steps could be even used because they're already going to the ground.
Okay.
That's what he intends to do.
Mr. Sharp, did you want to take a recess? You said to look that up now?
Well, there's a couple areas, and I'd like to talk to Ms. Cornwell about it, but I think...
So we take a 10-minute recess?
It might be appropriate, but I...
Motion to do so.
You have a motion to recess the board for about 10...